Welcome to the first edition of Inside Out There with Boyd Martin and the Vibrant Living Newsletter. In this series, we explore the inner realms of consciousness and the bridge between the microcosmic and the macrocosmic, exploring the terrain of inner worlds and how those worlds become the life we are living right now. Compassion for idiots. Many of us observed or endured the remarkable political polarization in our country in the last election cycle, from talk radio to TV pundits to Facebook. We may have participated in the political discourse, wading through comments and commentaries from snarky to raging, judging who is spouting the most vile idiocy, with only seeming intellectually safe turf being cynicism. One article in particular I read launched me into a set of perceptions and questions I think are relevant to creating a vibrant life. The article was entitled, "You Just Witnessed the Idiocracy Election of 2012," by self-prescribed health ranger Mike Adams. Adams rants incessantly throughout the essay about the idiots of society who, according to Adams, have shockingly low IQ because of what he heard in media soundbite interviews of voters exiting the polls. Adams' rant was vitriolic enough to make me take a step back into the context of what he was saying. Here was a fellow who has made it his business to compassionately advise humanity about navigating the confusing ocean of information about health on the internet, and yet, apparently some of that humanity he is addressing are too idiotic to deserve any compassion. Polarized beliefs, opinions, or attitudes are not healthy. During the past presidential election cycle, you heard such comments as, "I just wish the election would be over," or, "All this political bickering makes me sick," or, "I can't stand to look at either one of them." I'm also reminded of a little YouTube girl who brought us to tears because of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, echoing the deeper sentiments of many of us. The takeaway for me is that within polarization, there can be no room for compassion. Compassion springs from the heart. It knows that we are all trying the best we can to make the most out of our lives. It knows that we are all in this together. It knows that very often pain expresses itself in words and in anger, but doesn't take it personally. I ended up seeing Mike Adams as a guy afraid of idiots and afraid of the possibility that his own message isn't really being heard. So afraid, in fact, that he decided to use his considerable internet position to air those fears, not as fear, but as anger. I felt for the guy. I wasn't agreeing with him, but through compassion, I could understand his pain. The healthy person will create their life instead of reacting to it. Reacting is different from responding. Reacting is throwing energy back at the source. Responding is allowing the energy to inform you. My shaman guru repeated to me, more times than I'd like to admit, that we must get out ahead of our lives. Create rather than react. Metaphysically speaking, disease is a reaction to a circumstance or condition, creating a polarity between what is diseased and what is not. Resolving this polarity is a matter of embracing both sides of the polarity as simply one change or one expression of life, no more, no less. Vibrant health exists where there is love. As soon as there becomes a condition of not love, a polarity is set up and disease sets in. The basic tenets of any society include compassion, especially toward those who are in pain or fearful or angry, where reasoned heads prevail over contentious discourse, not because they are right, but because they are compassionate. Compassion spreads happiness and thus health, because both sides of a polarity are given unconditional love, the very thing the polarized condition or situation needs. The Dalai Lama said it best. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. For the Vibrant Living Newsletter, this is Boyd Martin, signing off. This has been Inside Out There, a Mystic Broadcast Network production.